567, good morning. I'm standing by. WSHF 567, Sam, I am monitoring. Good morning, channel.
Good morning from WRWB 4090.
Good morning, Mike. How are you? I had a busy day yesterday. Not as busy as the other day, but it was pretty busy. Hey, you didn't have too long of a night last night. That's a good thing.
And you're up. You want a full detail? I don't. Anyway, I don't. It'll take care of anything that tries to come at you.
Was I in the wrong spot?
No, you still sound good. Here, you're just fine.
There's only one spot in this room I could be in, and it's kind of like in a sit-up position in between the windows. If I go any further into the room, my radio doesn't work.
That's pretty wicked and bizarre. I never, wow. Yeah, it's the way your house is. It's all about location.
It's these plaster walls and plaster ceiling.
Yep, lattice, mesh and plaster. The old style, the old way of doing things. Now it's just all drywall.
Alright, so I've decided to put the antenna where I used to have the TV antenna, on the chimney mount. There's no weight to it, you know, a little bitty pole on it, it'd be just fine.
Oh yeah, that's perfect. And it's probably just as high as your other one.
I gotta get a little mass pipe and I gotta get somebody up there to do it when the time comes. I'm scared of heights, so I can't do it.
Oh, a little piece of mass pipe? I mean, how much you need? And how many feet? Just like a 3-foot piece?
Yes, exactly. Long enough to go into the two straps on the chimney mount, and just long enough to hold the pipe up high enough over the chimney to get out.
I think I have some mesh pipe. I know Gino's got some short pieces. Probably conjure up something.
Okay, good. Now the only piece I'll be missing is coax. I gotta work on that.
Yeah, like some LMR 400.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Bought me another Honda last night.
Did you know you? Oh yeah, you did deal with a Honda. I forgot. I was thinking a car, but a Honda lawnmower.
Yeah, this one's cool. It's got a composite deck, so it don't rust.
No, that's pretty neat, you know. Yeah, you don't have to worry about no rust. That's pretty cool. Now, what about, like, if you hit something with it, you know, it will chip or dent? I mean, not dent, but chip or crack?
Yeah, you're not going to throw the thing down a mountainside.
Yeah, but what if you hit a rock or something? Will it break the deck? You know, that the blade's gonna sling that rock pretty hard. You would think it would chip it or something.
I don't think so. It's a little more powerful motor too. It's a GCV 190. So, about 3 more CCs worth of power.
four-wheel drive or two-wheel drive?
No, they're all two-wheel drive. So, you know, to help the film. Yeah. So this one doesn't, I think the plates will stop to get a plate speed thing, where the other lawnmower, you know, if you stop the lawnmower, the blades stop too, so. Whatever, it's an upgrade for sure, and it's in beautiful condition.
Right on. Make four-wheel drive lawnmowers, you know, self-propelled. What does anybody need a four-wheel drive push mower for?
Right. There's front-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive. So these are rear transmissions on the back wheels.
Well, I get it, but I'm talking about they have lawnmowers that have front and rear-wheel drive combined. I've worked on quite a few of them. It's crazy. WSHF 567.
Yeah, WSHM 730.
Guess that might be good if you had hilly property and you had a hard time getting up the hill, maybe.
Yeah, this is all flatlands, man. We're in Michigan.
Michigan. I knew somebody used to work there.
Judge's 600 pounds. No wonder why she don't come to work. She has a hard time getting out of bed.
I wonder if the new wheels I bought will fit on this one.
Maybe, maybe not. Sometimes everything looks kosher, but it ain't kosher. But you'll know when you go to swap them out or put them on there.
Well, these wheels are still good, so I'm not worried about it. It's just those other ones are new. But, yeah, I'll have to check it out. They might be worth a shot. Because I'll put the new ones in the case and take these that still look pretty good. I'm going to put the other ones. The other ones are definitely bad, you know, so I'll throw those out. But at any rate. All right, Monday morning, here we go again.
Yep, Monday morning. Monday. I'll be back, guys. I'm going to grab some coffee. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Yeah, mine's brewing as we speak.
You're not on a walkie-talkie at home?
Who, Mike or me? Mike. Yeah, he is.
I got two HTs sitting right in front of me, the one I'm talking on and the one I'm going to use for a backup here when the battery dies on this one.
Right, I get it. Yep. I won't have to worry about a battery like that anymore.
Right, you can save that for when you're hopping around, and you will not have to worry about a battery. That's the beautiful thing about, you know, a mobile.
The batteries really don't last that long in these things. Either one of them, I mean, a day's use, that's it.
Yeah, but I bet your new one lasts a little long. Oh, no, that's right. That's just a small battery on that one, too. Yeah, they don't last long. Spare batteries and spare bigger batteries are the way to go. You know what I mean? I bet,
Yeah, I like that bigger battery. Yeah, that gives you more power. Now, what does that last, like 3 days?
Way to go.
What does that big battery last, about 3 days?
Well, it depends how much you talk, but yeah, they last pretty good. Is that dropping out there?
Yeah, Yeah, I couldn't tell if you were dropping out or somebody was keying on you, but I think you were dropping out.
Yeah, and there's somebody keying too, but it may have been dropping out. Both. Anyways, extra batteries and extra bigger batteries are always important with a little HT for sure. The standard battery and just one, yeah, it's kind of tough.
You wouldn't think a little bitty handheld would take up so much juice. You would think the batteries would last a lot longer than they do, but wow.
Well, those itty-bitty walkie-talkies put out 5 watts.
Some of them do 10 watts. I was looking at them. There we go. Everyone's a channel, Paul. That has nothing to do with us. WSHF 567.
Yeah, they're just interferers and jammers, right? So.
We changed services, so we didn't have to put up with that crap, and here it comes here. That's stalking, any way you look at it.
Now, did you hear the thing yesterday with John?
Yeah, I heard that guy telling John what he was telling him. I kept my mouth shut. I was listening, though.
Well, that's a little stalker-esque right there, talking about what semi-number you drive at work and how dirty it is. I'm telling you, these people just don't use their heads. They're going to get in trouble. Anyways, I picked this lawnmower up kind of late by the time I got home. It was either buy it now or take a chance tomorrow and lose it. So, I think I did the right thing. I went late last night about 8:30 to go pick it up and got home by about 9:30. That's you. That guy didn't even know. He said it was about an $800 machine when he bought it. I don't know, you know, how old it was, but scratch cap, good shape, and he didn't even know they quit making them. Fall of 2023, kind of got out of the gas lawnmower business.
I'd rather own any piece of equipment other than a John Deere. John Deere, you got to go to a John Deere dealership, and it's the only place you can buy parts. So John Deere makes it more difficult to get parts.
But the little push mowers, that's not really made by John Deere. They use their name on them, but they probably get money for letting them use their name, but they're not really John Deere's. Now, you're talking about tractors, might be a slightly different story on the bigger tractors.
I'm talking about John Deere in particular. Any John Deere that you own, you have to go to a John Deere dealership to buy parts. That's what I'm talking about. You can't go, like, to Bids or Howard's or Weingard's or Hullabuck's. It's got to be a John Deere dealership.
Yeah, they probably design it like that, right? They want to make the money on the parts off their products. I get it. Not that it isn't a pain. I get that, too. Somebody was coming to buy that mower today, and they even told me that he didn't even want to use it. He's going to buy it and resell it. And I'm like, ooh. They said, yeah, that's all he does for a living. And I went, oh, I think I know who that guy is. That's the guy I bought the other lawnmower from like 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I've never bought a lawnmower to resell. I've had them here to resell, but I've never bought one to resell. Just seems like a waste. I'm not going to make that much money on it anyways.
Now, if they garbage pick them for $50, or if they garbage pick them for free or buy them for $50 and renovate them, tell you, Honda's got a good name in the way of lawnmower, I know. It's down everybody's throat, it's Honda, 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 but they did make the best.
I like my Honda motorcycles, man. Never had a problem with any one of them.
They pull good mower. I mean, good engines.
They just build good products, that's all.
I was never a motorcycle guy, but I remember back in the early 80s, it was like 82 or 83 when they come out with the Nighthawk 650. You remember that one? You might be a little young for that.
I owned one. I'm not too young. My uncle had one. Of course I'm not too young.
Nice looking motorcycles back in the day.
The Nighthawk actually moved out pretty good.
Their commercial used to say it ate 750s for lunch.
Kind of true. They were peppy and quick.
Well, I remember when they were out, that's for sure.
I was on the back of my uncle's bike. We were pulling back to our neighborhood, my mom's neighborhood, where we used to live at 21 in Gratiot. Uncle pulled in the driveway and dumped his bike in the gravel.
All right, give me a moment, so I'll be back. WFHN 738. Get on the phone for a bit.
Hey, do me a favor. If you talk to Aggie, let them know they got mail here, but I got no way to get it to him.
He may be listening, but I will tell him.
Thank you, WSHF 567.
WSHF 738 to the phone. I'm not talking to Aggie, I'm part of somebody else. All right, I'll be back.
Okay, I'm back, Sam. WRWD 49.
Must have one of them 5 or 10 minute coffee makers.
Yeah, it's one of those Keurigs. Was waiting for it to heat up. Had a QSY to the bathroom and then come back and it was done.
Dang, I could put the grounds in the basket, dump the water, go take a pee, wash my hands, come back up to the kitchen, it's almost done.
There you go. Yeah, this one here is one of those K140 Office Elite. Pretty good. I've had it for like, what, 11 years? Something like that. I got it for, as a gift 1 year, you know, when she was still living in her apartment. And, yeah, I've had it ever since. I've only had to work on it maybe once. I got clogged with debris and stuff, so that was about it. Cleaned out the orifices with, you know, old bread ties. That works.
Yeah, my daughter put hers back to use after sitting for a minute, and it wouldn't work. Everything was working like it was supposed to, but the water wasn't coming out. I took a little hose and gave it a little suction and pulled the clog right out of it.
Yeah, the thing with these things, you got to use distilled water or filtered water, so they claim. You know, I never did. I just use regular tap water, and it's never clogged up because of that. The reason why it clogged up on mine was because the grounds, you know, sometimes escape the K-cup, and it gets clogged to the orifices.
By the way they made it, I'm surprised the you know, grounds don't get stuck in orifices every time. I mean, the orifice has got to puncture the cup. It's kind of a weird design.
The first time I use a case, I hear it. This was back when I was working in a nursing facility, and I had no clue. I just said, oh, you peel the top off, and you look at the cake on the side of the machine. And then this was back when Keurig had, out to home use. And they were still, in like industrial and commercial settings. Anyway, oh boy, it was a mess. As soon as that thing started brewing, man, it was sludge everywhere. Somebody comes in, they're like, what the hell happened to the coffee machine? I'm like, I have no idea. I just walked away and pretended like I didn't see it.
Oops.
Right. Like, whoops. Oh, man. Crazy stuff.
That's all right. I got up one morning and decided I was making coffee and poured the water before I ever had the basket in there. Now, you know, a bun, there's no shut-off. You can't shut it off, you can't stop it. Oh, man, what a mess that made.
Oh, yeah, I can believe it. Yep. You know, the coffee machine I like is the one that Tellway has at their, on their counter there inside the restaurant. It's an old percolator that's plumbed in with the water supply line, and then it's got a gas line that feeds the, the burner. I don't know if you can tell any difference, but I'm on a different HT.
I cannot tell a difference, but soon you guys will be able to tell a difference within my communications for sure.
Well, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll look, look around today and see, I think, yeah, there's like a 3-foot section of mass pipe that is laying around. I'll have to look and see if there is. I'll let them know if you're looking for a piece.
You appreciate.
Yeah, we were driving somewhere to drop something off, and I'm like, dude, stop. And so we did. And somebody had, they were discarding out all types of, like, fence rail and mass pipe. I'm like, wow, dude, this is, like, expensive stuff.
Yeah. People throw all kinds of stuff away.
Heck, the fence rail pipe, you use that, that's pretty sturdy stuff. At the ground with some standoff, and you're good to go. Anyway, yeah, like I said, I'll look for that today. I think there is a 3-foot section that's, hanging around somewhere.
After that, I did get that lawnmower. You probably listened in the background there, Mike, but I did wind up getting that lawnmower, and I was home by 9:30.
Yeah, we talked about it last night, remember?
No, you split before I got it, so you didn't know I picked it up and actually made it back home. You knew I was going to get it, I thought.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I did split. But yeah, you did say you were going to get it. I figured you got it anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, no problem. Since I took the chance of losing it, somebody else is coming to get it tomorrow or today. So, yeah, I figured, well, okay, you don't hold it. I get it. People are tire kickers, right? Don't show up. So, all right, can I come get it now? They said, yep. So that's what happened.
I take it was on Craigslist or Marketplace.
Marketplace, yeah. My sister sent it to me, and she knew I was looking for the ultimate, you know, lawnmower. So, I mean, she knew I already got one, but she sent that one. She said, oh, that one looks pretty good. I said, oh, yeah, that's an upgrade. Let's see if I go get that one. The other one works fine, though, I got to tell you. It cuts beautiful.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, those mowers are good mowers. And then they got that feature where you you can just engage the blade. Just let it idle.
Yeah, that's what this one's got. Hey Sam, he heard you and he knows you got what you got over there, so he heard.
Hey, thanks.
Should have gave it to me the other day when I brought that antenna over. No, you weren't thinking like that, and me neither, but hey, maybe next time.
Totally forgot.
Yeah, it wouldn't be on the first thing in your mind, giving me his mail, but it's all right. I'll probably have another shot at it in a few days. What he's worried about is the Ed McMahon publisher clearinghouse envelope.
That's good fire starter.
Okay, I'll be back. The BSHM 738 still on the phone here.
Ed McMahon, that guy, you know, he was in everything. Johnny Carson, Star Search, the Publisher's Clearinghouse, he was in a lot of stuff.
Okay, you ready for this answer, Mike? Question, really.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why did the guy sell the lawnmower? It's a multiple choice answer. Hiring a lawn service to do it? B, buying electric, or C, moving away? What do you think the answer is?
I'm going to go with option B.
You nailed it.
The reason why I said it is because a lot of people now, they just don't want to deal with, you know, having to put gas in it, change the oil. So they just, you know, go with these run-of-the-mill Ryobi electric ones.
Or Eco. Oh, that's right. Eco.
Eco, I think, don't they have a zero turn? I'm not mistaken.
Stations on gas lawnmowers and gas products, so they just said enough of it.
Yeah. The mower I used to like, we had one for a little while. It was a Lawn Boy.
Popular brand back in the 70s. I think there's a YouTube video on the old Lawn Boy factory.
Great mower, you know, just mix up the gas with two cycle oil and bada bing, bada boom. I think they used a two-stroke Tecumseh. I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I'm not sure what engine was on them. We had a Lomboy in the 70s over there in St. Clair Shores, so I remember it being green. An orange one. We also had a Jacobson.
Yeah, they made all kinds of products. Snowblowers, lawnmowers. I think they even had a riding mower, a riding lawn tractor.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of household names back in those days. Alright, well, it's time for me to start getting ready. I'll catch up with you guys in a bit. WSHM 738.
Alright, we will be here. WRWB 49 will be standing by for a minute.
Hey, my first repair is not coming in until 9, player repair.
No. Okay. I'm going to stand by for a minute.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
WRWB 49, and we're back.
Warren Pipe is closing our doors. WSHF 567.
Roger. Yep, I'm back. Wonder if Charlie's in here this morning.
Who's closing her door, Sam?
One place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. I was the one that broke the news. Because I live, like, right around the corner from that place. You know, that's a shame, you know. They've been around a long time, and they were very knowledgeable, and they had all the expertise and the, you know, the stock for, you know, piping and all that.
Yeah, what a shame. That place is closing down. They already took away our hardware store. It's been in Van Dyke here. No more hardware store. And what the heck?
Yeah, I think you did mention that last week, Mike, or the week before. I don't remember.
Yeah, well, contractors, I was reading, you know, all the comments, and a lot of the contractors are bummed out because they liked going there versus, say, like, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's or Menards.
I didn't go there much. I, you know, handful of times over the 24 years I've lived here, so... Recently, just like a year or two ago, to fix my, they dug the front lawn up to fix the sewer pipe exiting the house, they screwed up the landscape thing. Then they fixed it, and they threw the dirt back in the hole and screwed it up, and it was buried. I had to dig it out and replace the pipe, and I had the right clamps for it and the tool, but... I didn't go there much.
Yeah. What really killed them for a while there was when they got roped in with Ace Hardware and became a franchise. And, of course, Ace was dictating all their prices, and it was killing them, so they said, the heck with it, you know. They just disenfranchised themselves with Ace Hardware.
Well, it is what it is, I guess. Hate to see the little mom-and-pop places dry up.
Yeah, I know, it sucks, but what can you do? Well, they got the Rones on Harper, that's still there, and then that one where, Nine and Kelly, or what used to be the old, what was it, Molly Candy Outlet? That one's still around.
Yeah. The two are just north of 8.5 and Harper. A good old-fashioned hardware store there is too on the east side.
I just built an Ace Hardware next to Polly's in that plaza there. The Home Pros Ace Hardware. It used to be years and years ago. It was an old Sears Hardware.
Well, you know, Ace, even back in the day, was kind of like the Kmart of hardware. They still are today.
Yeah, them and, of course, True Value.
Yeah, you want to see a good old-fashioned hardware store, go to the one that Clint Eastwood shopped in for that kid in that movie. That's a real hardware store. I worked there for about a year.
Yeah, that's the one in Grosse Pointe. Is it right on Mac? Or Greater Mac?
No, Kirchival, and it's Grosse Pointe Park.
Gotcha. And, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, a lot of the movie was, filmed there in Royal Oak or Oak Park. I can't remember. And maybe a couple of scenes from Detroit.
Yeah, Highland Park, you know, they were all over Royal Oak, I think. So, yeah, well, so that's kind of, you know, unique. That's a good hardware store, though. I mean, good old-fashioned one with good floors, the whole nine yards. All right, I'll be back. WSHM 738.
WSBT 754.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. WRWB 49.
Well, right back, Mike. I think Sam was out there, Paul, and it's Monday.
Yep, Sam and Paul. And I. Been out all morning.
It's the start of my short week, yay.
Yeah, your Friday starts Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're getting busy again, so it'll be nice. 4-day week. I know the boss hates it, but that's too bad.
Yeah, copy. Well, at least you're working.
Monday morning, it just doesn't feel like a good thing. Well, yeah, at least I got a job. I was hearing you guys saying Warm Pipes closing up. Never dealt with them, but sad to see another place go belly up.
What's cool about them is they were, they specialized in, pipe. I mean, obviously, one pipe, but they, fittings, thread sizes, all that stuff.
Was that a big contractor's warehouse?
No, not really. I mean, they had a showroom, it's the hardware store, and they did have a contractor section, too. I mean, out the back. And if you, you wanted a certain length of pipe, they would cut it and then thread it to the right thread size if you wanted it. They had the machines to do it.
Good morning. Morning, Tom, Paul. Well, there's still McComb pipe. I think they're out.
not familiar with that one. The only reason why I'm familiar with Warren Pipe is because it's like a mile down the road from me.
So about how many people are going to be out of work there?
I don't think they put a lot of people to work. You know, well, maybe it's never a good direction, but I don't think they house a lot of employees there.
Maybe about 10 employees, maybe 15, depending.
Still not the right direction, that's for sure. So I hate to see anybody lose their job unless they deserve it.
Hey, there's still 10 families losing an income. That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, when a place goes belly up, right, that's not the employee's fault, typically. So yeah, I hate to see it.
You never know. Somebody else might take it over. They might find someone that'll buy the business. You know, you're hoping, but who knows?
Oh, well. Monday. I need to get a job.
You can have mine. I sit at home.
Yeah. Sure, a couple of months and then disappear again. You've done it twice in a while. You know, you just get up and kind of go.
Then you can sit at home and get paid.
Yeah, I doubled with Mike. He probably won.
Oh, that was a neck and neck pile of goo.
What I was saying is that there was a ham on the radio years and years ago. He was unemployed. I haven't heard him for a while. He did make an appearance for like 6 months or something that disappeared again. Anyways, he was unemployed for a while back then. He used to yawn on the radio going, ooh, I need to get a job.
Yeah, just what you want to hear on the way to work every morning.
How long have I been talking to you on the radio there, Charlie?
You and me? Well, it's been a few years back when I started messing with you, calling you killer. I don't know, maybe 4 years.
How many? Give me that number again.
I'm guessing like 4 to 5 years.
Alright. Nothing in the last 8 months to a year, though. A little longer than that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Alright, thank you.
Come.
Actually, for the record, it was... You've only been talking to him for about maybe 3 months.
Never mind, Charlie, but I'm glad you said it and I didn't. You're an enemy of the state now.
Uh-oh, what did I miss?
Mike Affarian later. I don't even know if he was around the air, and I think he was, but not sure. Anyways, yeah, he probably was. Anyways, all right, looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Just say your average run-of-the-mill, typical scumbag, that's all.
Well, at least I'm on a list.
You know, I know it had to at least be 5 years. I'm not saying it's been 10, but it's been a minute or
to. It hasn't been a year, put it that way. But I'd rather have him guess at the number than me throw a number out there. I don't want to pre-program anybody. Not that it really matters anyways. On a consistent basis, like this, I don't know, maybe 4 years tops, I guess. If you're throwing in all the out-of-the-blue good morning killers and never say nothing the rest of the day, probably close to 7-8 years. Yeah. Whatever, it doesn't really matter. I was just trying to get your bird's eye view of it. So that's all. Alright, anyways. Oh, did I screw up? I screwed up. Hold on a minute. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, it was just some, gibberish over the weekend. That's all it was. Somebody got disgruntled again and started screaming because he got caught in his own web of lies. And before you know it, you know, he was saying, oh, yeah, you got that Charlie guy, bamboozled. You don't even know, and you've only been talking to him for 3 months. You don't even know you that long.
Well, just for the record, I look out for my own best interest. I've had breakfast with you two. I've never had breakfast with them, so that should tell them something.
Doesn't matter. You don't need to elaborate, Mike. It ain't worth it. But the fact of the matter is, in the big scheme of things, it doesn't matter, and most logical people can see what's going on here. Bottom line.
Anyway, switching gears. Yeah, Paul knows, but I picked up the radio over the weekend. One of those radio out of the GM30s. Not a bad radio.
What's that called? A radio idiocracy? What's it called?
Radio oddity. I know you're making a joke. Yeah, this radio's not bad. It's just, it's only receive on other frequencies, but on GMRS and FRS it can transmit.
Well, you have to see how you like it compared to the other ones you got. So, there you go.
They all come from China, and they pretty much copy each other's designs.
Somebody was in there just before you. Who was that?
It was me. I was saying, that what you're on now, Mike?
Yeah, that's what I'm using now. I got the external mic hooked to it. One of those Radtel external microphones with it. Yeah, the guy had it for like $25, data cable, the charger, external microphone that you can knock somebody out with because it feels like a brick, and the HT itself with the antenna, $25. I'm like, all right. And the reason why he sold it, he's tired of all the animosity, so he's like, I'm selling out.
Well, the microphone's making a big difference. Your audio's pretty doggone good. Not light like you usually are.
Right. See, Mike, I'm telling you. Now, the radio, the deviation is set a little low on that thing, and then when you back off the mic or talk light, it becomes worse, but this radio's got better audio, for sure.
Okay, well, this external microphone helps a lot, too. That other radio, I got it set to wide band, and this, I don't know, just the way it's designed, I guess.
I told you what it is. The deviation is set a little slim. Deviation equals loudness.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there's a way you could probably do it. Probably through the programming cable. Because I can't do it manually.
I don't know. It's radio specific for sure. So some are internal adjustments and other ones could be software adjusted, right? So in the old days it was always a physical adjustment.
Gotta open it up and clip that diode, man.
Clip that diode.
Right, right.
You know, the damn shame is, Charlie, some people probably think like that.
Why talk on one channel when you can talk on them all?
Yeah, you could set the deviation on these radios, Mike, so far out there that you'll disappear off the frequency you're transmitting on. You disappear right out of their receivers.
Yep, I gotcha.
Your radio is probably set to 3, and it needs to be more like around 4.5 for the loudness of it.
Yeah, like I said, you know, it's just like the one in my car, you know, that one too. I can't adjust the mic volume on that. I can either put it on wideband or narrow.
All right, well, the place didn't burn down, so I better go inside and make coffee. I will catch you guys this afternoon, WSBT 754.
Have a good one, Charlie. WSHM 738.
Okay, we'll catch you later, Charlie. WRWB 49. Yeah, I'll have to look into that, you know, and see how to set the deviation.
I'm in a bad spot right now, so stand by a minute. Alright, I should be out of that screwed up spot there.
No, you sound fine.
Goddamn. Car hauler, kind of sliding over into my lane a little bit. Need to pay attention.
Accidents, idiots on the roadways, I tell you.
I remember this one time I had to go down to Kentucky and I was driving down 75 and I was north of Cincinnati, so I was at least that far into my drive. South of Dayton, north of Cincinnati, I seen this truck driver weaving in front of me, right? And you could see at some point that, you know, he was struggling to stay awake. So when I seized the opportunity and it looked like he straightened up for a minute, you know, I got past him. And all of a sudden, he was kind of in the rightish lanes. And I was watching him in my rearview mirror. That guy slid across all the lanes, went down into the median, which is a real wide median down there. And the shaking of the truck woke him up, and he tried getting that thing back on the road, and as soon as he hit the road, he tipped over and dumped. It was like an open trailer hauling all this dirt or whatever it was all over the road, caused a big traffic jam. I was smart enough to get out in front of it.
Yeah, you had like one of those intuitions, you know.
I seen what was happening. He was falling asleep. When I passed him, you could see he was like comatose at the wheel. Like, you could just see it. You know, and you know, you tip the thing on its side and dump that stuff all over the freeway, man. Stopped everybody back there. I'm like, man, one of the greatest maneuvers on the road I think I've had. Get caught up in that crap.
Yep, that's crazy. Yeah. Scary stuff. It's almost like watching a scene from that movie series, Final Destination.
Just like that. All right, I'll catch you later. Peter's starting to get a little noisy, so I'm just going to bow out and listen the rest of the way. I'll catch you later, Mike, Sam, WSHM 738.
Okay, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSEU 202 mobile.
WRMB 236.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSHS 567 monitoring. Anyone out here?
Hi, WSHM 567, or 738, sorry. I was actually calling for WSHF 567, WSHM 738. Pardon me.
You calling me, Paul?
Yeah, just saying what's up. If you're busy, I'm good with that. Just saying hey.
I was busy with the customer. I just walked in their room and thought I heard you. So, WSHF 567. I'm here. No, not busy.
Alright, well, beautiful day out here. I'm going to stop and get me some coffee, Sam, so you continue doing what you're doing. And we'll talk to you a little later. WSHM 738.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
They just won't quit, Sam. They just can't do it. WSHM
WB-49, and we're standing by.
USHF 567. Yeah, I said that right. WSHF 567, monitoring.
What's going on, Sam? WRWB 49.
Send it to Mike.
I might not be getting it too good, but I'll try it.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WSHF 567 monitoring.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET-257, Gumby Mobile Monitoring. WSET-284, WSET-257. Number from WSET-284, WSET-257, clear and monitor.
this is Chris from Royal Oak, doing a quick mic check. I know I typically receive static in the day on my end, but let me know how my transmission is. WFMF861 Chris, Sonic Game.
Royal Oak Chris, this is Sam, WSHS 567 over here in, I'm Island Van Dyke, Warren. Radio's working, I guess, but it was a little choppy, but it could be my walkie-talkie. I'm about to change my situation as well. I'm putting up a base antenna and putting here Thursday, my situation would be different.
Yes, I heard your transmission for the first half pretty clearly over here. Just a little bit of hissing in the background before it dropped down and started coming in and out. I think there's been some interference at my end over here too. WSMF861.
Yeah, you still got static, so it could be my walkie-talkie, I don't know, but I'm changing my system, like I said, I'm putting up a base, a Nagoya-based, you know, GMRS antenna, and putting a bigger radio in, so I'll be able to get out and receive better.
Well, I believe the repeater is getting your signal pretty good. It's just my current proximity to the repeater is really far away, and there's some type of interference that occurs when the sun is out.
The test going.
WRWB 49, we're standing by.
WSHF 567, you all done, Mike?
I'm all done for today. I'm going to stop off at Gino's and see if there's that short piece of mass pipe. I think there was a 4-foot piece there.
Joe, tell him I said hello.
He's right, it's just a 4-foot piece.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
You got the chimney mount, right?
Yep.
did you work on today? Negative copy on WSBQ 996. Are you in there this evening? WRWB 49.
Station 489. WIUG 48. How you doing, Mike?
Haven't heard you out here in a long time. You just figured you'd queue us way over here to see what's going on.
Oh, nothing much. Yeah, it's been a long time. I've been on the other side of the radio, that's why. You know, and every time I call in the morning, nobody out there. And that's 625, so I don't know what's going on. At the morning about 9 o'clock, I guess because everybody heading to work or something like that, that's why I can't get nobody. But anyhow, how you doing?
I'm living and I'm breathing and I just got off work, so figured, jump on here. I was talking to Sam for a minute, and then he took a bow out. Must be busy working on something. And then, tried calling for Polly, but, that's a no-go. I'll have to give him a call on the phone, see what he's doing.
Yeah, tell Polly I said hello. Tell him Jack said hello. Anyhow. I know you just got off of work, probably you're a little bit tired, you want, just want to go home, get something to eat, correct?
Meet up with a buddy, and he's got some stuff he's working on. And I had a, figured I'd go over there and see if he's got any more mass pipe laying around, and, you know, Sam needed a 4-foot section.
Yeah, she was saying, well, Mike, good to hear from you out there anyhow. That's first time in a long time. You take care and have a good day. WIUG, for you, dude.
All right, we'll catch you later, my friend. WRWB 49 will be standing by here.
WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy? WRVS 713, New Baltimore, do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713, New Baltimore, this is WSGG 772, Shelby Township, we're clear.
WSIL 946 Roseville 696 Gratiot area hail. Hail and rain just came through here. A little bigger than pea size.
WRBC 771. Yes, sir. I was out doing the lawn. It was looking like it was gonna pass over, but it came down out of nowhere.
Where are you located?
Roseville, 696 and Hayes. And now, as soon as it came up, it looks like it's also stopping.
Yeah, it looks like it. It looks like it just slowed down about 10 seconds ago. Yeah, yeah. Well, we need it, right?
I agree with you there, but I need to get my back grass down because it's getting a little long, and just impeded a little bit on that.
Yeah, my backyard is it's pretty wet, so today was a good day to get that mowed earlier. Yeah, you know, this time of year I gotta catch it when it's dry.
Yeah, I was hoping today was gonna be that day for me, but guess it is not.
Well, there's always next time, right? My name's Ralph, by the way. Actually, I'm pretty much between haze or growth spec and grass yet. Just south of 696.
Copy that, sir. It's Corey here. Yeah, we're not far from you at all, then. Like I said, had plans to get this done today, and weather decided it wasn't happening.
Yeah, copy that, Corey. Just WSIL 946. I'm going to sit back and monitor here, jump on my YouTube, and cheer up. Good talking to you.
Copy that, sir. Nice talking to you. Nice meeting you. I'm sure I'll hear you around. WRVC 771.
Did you say 771? No, copy 771. WSIL 946.
WSEU 202, good afternoon.
Hey, you staying dry over there, 202? WRCL
946. Yes, sir. I got done what I had to do just as it started to come down.
It wailed down pretty good here for a few minutes there. I was looking at the trees behind me, and they were just blowing all over. And then the rain and hail came through.
No, I came around the side of the house, man. That rain was going sideways.
Yeah, I'm not getting a real good signal off the repeater right now. Must be the air.
You sound fine. What, do I sound off or something?
Oh, no, you sound good right there. Well, maybe it's other people I'm listening to. Maybe we're okay. You sound great.
I had the mic like a foot and a half away from my face, man. Maybe that was it.
How's it going? You laying down?
I took a week off, man. That's it. Not for a week. I'm not scheduling nothing for a week, dude. That's it for me for today.
Yeah. Everybody deserves it. That's it.
Yeah, you know, I do it a couple times a year. You know, where I'll take off and go down to Florida or Georgia to see one of my buddies, man, for a month or something. I don't know. You know me. I just kind of go and come, man.
Just roll with flow. I like that. You know, if you're feeling it, hell yeah.
The last time I went to Arizona for a little over a month, visited my mom, did some stuff around her house, you know, and mildly gagged on the way back. I have no plans. I do what I can do, you know, whatever I want, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I'm on permanent vacation. I just don't go anywhere.
That's all right. I'm coming up on 62, man. I plan on doing the same damn thing.
Well, it's got its downsides, too, you know. And I ain't gonna cover them right now. So. Yeah, it's all good.
All right, Ralph, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to do what I got to do, and I'll talk to you on your final.
All right, Scott. Take care, man. Good talking. WSAL 946. I'm going to go clear. I'll be monitoring.
Be good and have a nice day. WSEU 202, and we're clear.
Good evening, this is Chris checking out a new antenna setup. How am I sounding over here? 361, Chris.
Hey Chris, where are you located at?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that. I'm in the position of a receiving antenna.
Well, you're not hitting the repeater real well. I can't understand it. I don't know what your antenna, I don't know where you're at, how close the repeater you are, what kind of thing you got going, but it's a problem.
Thanks for the heads up. I'm trying to use a 41-inch antenna, but there's a lot of interference during the day in my area. This is Chris clearing.
Copy that. WSIL 946. I'm monitoring.
WIUG 488, WRNW 329. Copy. WIUG 488, this is WRNW 329 monitoring.
WRVC 771. Is anyone out there copy? I'm trying to use a very short antenna that I can get my stuff
today. WSU 202, we can hear you. It's a little crackly, but you're making it.
Yeah, this is like a... sorry. Thank you. WRVC 771. That other station stopped there. I switched out the antenna to a much taller one. I want to see if it works any better.
Good evening to that station out there. Yeah, you were coming in kind of crackly, but you know what I mean, hit and miss.
So this one sounds no better than the last one I had.
There you go. You sounded good that time. Maybe if it would help, I turn my radio up, eh?
It's fair enough. That might help, but yeah, so it's coming through more clear.
Stop, turd ball.
Yeah, I switched over to the base station. Yeah, you're coming real good.
I'll copy that, sir. I appreciate it. I was hoping the smaller one was gonna have a little better output, but I guess this is what I'm gonna be stuck with. So, thank you. WRVT 771.
Yep, it was sounding good, man. WSEU 202, and we're clear. WSDU 202, a suit at EMS for next door.